What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. This week, we've been talking about chaos. About 20 seconds ago, opened up a website, and I guess there was a train that hit a guy, and then someone else saw the severed body and picked up the leg and started eating it, and there's video of it, so that's cool. That's in California, you know, no big deal. We're just eating human limbs in the streets. It's fine. No, but things are great. Everything's going really well in our country. We live, that was graphic, but true. It's like a real life local news story in California about a man on the street eating a severed limb from a guy who was hit by a train. So what is going on? What is happening? Why are things happening like this? That's the question. Why are things happening like this? Oh, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. That's what chaos is. Yeah, make sense of it in the moment. Last week, but I do want to share something here that I hope can bring some peace. Last week, we talked about Habakkuk 3. This was when Judah was super corrupt and the people were worshiping idols and, I don't know, maybe eating severed limbs. I don't know. But worse than now. Things were worse than now. And Habakkuk says, it's this one verse 1:1. Oh, Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not hear? And a couple of verses later, God answers, look among the nations and see. Wonder and be astounded. For I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. That's great. He says, for behold, and then goes on and talks about how the Chaldeans or the Babylonians are just going to wreck Judah. So God is telling Habakkuk, don't worry, man. I will intervene. I'm here always. I haven't left, but I will intervene. It may not be in a way you expect, may not be in a way you like, but I got it. And then last week we ended with Habakkuk 3, verse 17, though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the field yields no food. The flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Let me give you another example of order in the chaos and how God's orchestrating all of it. And therefore, we shouldn't stress. So when times get stressful, we shouldn't stress about it. God has it. Now, again, no guarantee it's going to be easy. No guarantee it's going to be pleasant. No guarantee life is going to be wonderful. But God still has it. Remember on that point, remember Jeremiah 29:11. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago too. We gave context to this. Everyone always shares this Jeremiah 29:11. Oh, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope for a future. Everyone's like, oh, it's so wonderful. Yeah, after 70 years in captivity. So it's not going to go easy necessarily. But here's today's example, Ruth. Ruth's a quick read. Very similar to Habakkuk in the sense that it was a bad time in Israel. Lots of wickedness. So this couple left Israel to escape a famine. They settled in a pagan land. The husband and the two sons die. So now we got the mom, Naomi, tells her daughters-in-law to go ahead and leave. I'm headed back to my homeland. And one says, all right, see ya. And the other one says, no, I'm going with you. That's Ruth. So Ruth, a pagan, attaches herself to this destitute widow and moves to a foreign land. From her perspective, moves to a foreign land. Long story short, Ruth meets this wealthy man, Boaz, and they get married.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
You know, in your life, if you look back in it and you wonder what had to take place for me to be where I am right now. I think about this with my wife and I, like what all the things that had to happen. I grew up way over there. I grew up in Syracuse, New York. She grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Like how did I get into this college that resulted in this job that moved me to this place? And she went to this college that was in that place that we happened to have mutual friends. Like how did all that happen that put us here? And now we have four kids or whatever. Like you just sit back and it'll blow your mind if you map it all out. And I think you should do that. God deserves a lot of credit for all that work. So check out this family tree. This gives me a lot of peace. I don't know. This gives me peace. So you have Boaz's mom. So it's the guy. Boaz's mom is Rahab, the Canaanite prostitute whose life was spared in Jericho. So the prostitute has a son named Boaz. Okay, so that's over there. Then you got Ruth is an outsider who moves to Israel because her husband died and she decided to follow her mother-in-law. She moves to the same town as Boaz and they get married. Great. She then gives birth to Jesse, whose wife gives birth to King David. And you keep going all the way down to Jesus. That's incredible that this story, Ruth, is in the family tree. I believe God orchestrates everything. John MacArthur calls it the supreme comfort of a sovereign God. The supreme comfort. Isn't that what we need in times of chaos? Supreme comfort. The deists think that God just sets things in motion and then says, well, I don't know, we'll see what happens, and just sits back. And that's not true. Isaiah 46:10, you should read the whole chapter here, but I make known, God says, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I got it. My purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. He is totally in control. Let's take great comfort in that reality. Whatever the chaotic thing that happens, we have the supreme comfort of a sovereign God. MikeSlater.locals.com, commercial-free night before transcript, MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.